The current spoiler warning level is Azure.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of Azure. This is a continuation of last week's episode. We are continuing to talk about Descendants, this time, of the Gespenst, which is a machine from Super Robot Wars. Please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another episode of Mechanista NG. Do robots ever get indigestion? I'm Six Detmar.
The ones that eat probably do. Hi, I'm Dylan.
Yeah, that's fair. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Which ones eat, though? Have we covered any robots that eat yet? I don't think we have.
I don't think we have.
Does God Mars eat? It does, like, the little guy in there has a mouth.
The human? Pilot?
No. Well, no, the littlest robot. The one, the red one.
Well, I think they're all statues that come to life, so I don't think they probably do.
I know. Trying to feed the Big O a plate of mashed potatoes, but it's not working because the mouth doesn't open on Big O.
Well, we'll do, like, the Major from Ghost in the Shell at some point. I'd rather do Beto, actually.
No!
That'd be more fun.
No!
I mean, if you're fully cyberized, then, you know, you count.
All right, what are we rolling today?
And we're not. We got a part two to do.
Oh, are we doing the Gespenst part two?
We are.
Which is going to be what? Like the Altaisen and related units to the Altaisen?
Yeah, Altaisen, Weissritter, Wildschwein, Flickeregeist.
All those. Okay, all the later PTX things. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Then I guess we would start with, well, the Altaisen. All right, so we have the Altaisen, which is also known as the Gespenst Mark III. Originally appears in the Wonder Swan game, Super Robot Wars Compact 2 Part 1, Earth Crisis. It is piloted by Kyosuke Nanbu. And it's pretty fucking cool. I like this one. So, to describe its appearance, for the head, we've got a... You can see the relation to the Gespenst in the head a little bit. Like, you know, it's got the two ears that are swept back. But a lot of the rest of it's pretty unique. So you've got a rather large central horn jutting forward. Then for the face, you've got, like, you only have two eyes rather than a visor on this one. So you do have the two-eye look, which then has, like... kind of, it's not quite the same as the Gundams because it's not like right on the eyes, but you know, you've got that like red lining on the top of the mask, and then the mask mm-hmm. itself is white, and then you've got a black chin piece. For the torso, you've got kind of a similar setup. You got the big jutting middle piece, and then you have the two pectoral sections. The pectorals end in vents, and at the top of them, around the collar, you have two, what I would guess to be cameras, one on either side.
These are funny-looking vents. They're like scoops.
Yeah, the ones on the chest, they're very scoopy. And then for the chest hatch in the middle, you've got a big white hatch in the center, and then below it, you have some black sections of armor. The bottom black section actually looks like it has, like, some kind of vent or something on like the belly button.
I mean, it could be a vernier that's pretty close to your center of mass, so that's not like a stupid place to put a vernier.
Yeah, the idea of that is very funny to me though, because that means like it just the proximity of the cockpit is very interesting for that.
Well, you gotta be able to Korean backdash.
For the waist, you've got the two, like, very Gundam-like two sections of the torso there. in white. On the underside of the pectoral, you have like a little outward vent on either side. For the arms, you have these huge bits of shoulder armor. They have so they are like, how do they even describe them? They are tall and very round, like around the front.
They're almost like a snail shell.
If you're looking at it from the side, very shell-like. So on the front, you have two hatches that open into a weapon that we'll talk about. As it sweeps around the back, you've got like these two distinct it has these two pieces sticking out, one on top, one on the bottom. The top one's in red, the bottom one's in white. And they're like little maneuvering flaps. You can see at the bottom of them, they actually have thrusters on the white one.
Mm-hmm.
So, as for the biceps, oh, and there's also an outward thruster, I should say, on the outside of these. Then for the biceps, you've got just plain white biceps, but with a panel line going down the middle. For the joint, you actually have these, so it's like little, you know, black joints, just kind of the standard, you know, block double joint thing going on. The thing that's always interesting to me, though, is it's got like the circles that like a lot of mobile suits have, but they stick out. Like you can clearly see like a cylindrical bit sticking out a lot more. Like if you're looking at the right arm, for instance, they stick out much more rather than being flush with the joint.
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting. And then the arms are asymmetrical for the right arm. We've got, we have a revolver cylinder, and a pile bunker, very evidently sticking out there. You also have, like, the little pin for it to reload. I'll pull up a picture of it, doing the whole reload thing, but, it's pretty fucking cool. And then the left arm, you've got a, you've got a big outward set of three Gatling guns. Instead of the usual Altyson three beam sabers, it's just a set of three Gatling guns.
They're not Gatling guns.
Or whatever. Fucking.
Machine guns?
Machine guns, yeah. To be fair, are Vulcans not Gatlings? They do have multiple barrels, even though they are set within the larger barrel.
Vulcans are Gatlings, but, I mean, like...
These are just triple machine guns, yeah. We don't know what these are. Okay, yeah.
There's no rotation involved.
There's no rotation inside. Look.
The base design, I think is all right. I like it way better as an SD. I think the SD looks really cool.
Who widescreened it, though?
That's a good question. I wonder if I can...
Narrow it a little bit? Because I think that's widescreen. I'm trying to look at the pixels and see if it is. Might just be the compact SD, art looks like that.
I'm not seeing a way to... Let me pull up Microsoft Paint.
That's a GBA game, so that is got to be the sprite then. Yeah, no, that is the sprite. It just looked way wider than I expected. Look, I have a thing... because I believe the OG sprite, though, that is on the website is, in fact, stretched. Is the issue with, this is the problem with fucking SRW people, because people will play, like, the PS1, PS2 games, etc., and go, time to stretch it. And I'm like, why? Why do you do this? Do you not notice it's, like, 30% wider?
Well, if I squash it. It does look a little more natural, I think.
Okay, yes. How would they have widened... GBA games are widescreen, though, right?
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm doing a little bit of research real quick. I'm going, where is Original Generations 2? Okay, hold on. It is, in fact, kind of wide. The way I found this out is I went to the sprite rips from the Spriter's resource. Well, actually, let's compare. No! This is from... Okay, so this is from OG2 for the Game Boy. It's still not quite the same. I don't know what's going on with that one. Whatever. Let me get the, here's the one from, the PS2 game as well. Also, time to finish describing this. So, at the waist, for the crotch piece, you've got a crotch piece with a piece of black armor in the middle. These skirts are, like, wrapped around entirely. Again, very Geshpensty. You don't have the front skirts connected. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. Plus, I have to look at the back of this. The front skirts are not connected in the way that the ones on the Geshpenst go. But, you know, you have the front side and back are all connected. It's just the two front ones are not. They are divided. But, I mean, they're not separated at all. Now, they are a little higher up going off. It has the thing where it's got the side flaps going down for the side skirts that are separate, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On the front skirts, it does have like these two little tick marks on the white part that makes it kind of have the it's kind of like the grating from the original. The rear skirt is pretty similar in shape to the original, though it's got five thrusters inset into the into the top of it, pointing downward, which is kind of cool. For the legs, the thighs are pretty normal. They're just red. Nothing too special going on with them. For the knees, you've got these... you got a black lining around the knee. Kind of tall, sticks up. Then on the red part of the knee, as it goes down, you have on either side of it... might be a... I don't know if that's a vernier or what. You've got like a little inset, like you've got like a yellow piece with like a little inset gray piece. I can't quite see really good there.
I can't tell what that is.
And then you have a white piece also coming out of the knee in the middle, going down. You have on the outside of the leg, you have these scooped vents like pointing forward. And from these vents that are pointing forward, if you look around the back, it's got, like, a, the way it looks makes me think this would do, like, hovering movement because of this, right?
Yeah.
It's got, like, a bunch of downward, you know, like, a downward hole or grate with, like, these little metal teeth in it. It's actually got two of those, because as you go further down the leg, it's got one more layer of armor, which does the same thing. You've got a... Also, like, an instep guard in black along the front that looks like it has two thrusters in the front of it, contributing to your backdash idea.
yeah, I guess so.
And then for the feet, you've got, interesting foot design. You can't really see the middle of the foot, just because it's blocked by the leg armor, but, it has a somewhat high heel. The heel is, like, almost, like, two, it's actually a double heel if you look at the, foot from the rear. You can see there's a split in the heel, which also has a thruster in between the two heels, pointing downward at an angle. And then the front toe, just a large toe that ends in a point. Various different colors. You've got like the red with a red bar going through the middle of some white armor that's on the top, and then you've got black for the toe. Finally, the backpack. Very simple backpack. It's just a backpack with two, I would describe it as just having two halves, and each half has a two sets of verniers that are on little little gimbals, so they can, you know, move around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Al Tyson. I like this thing a lot. But yeah, you already expressed that you don't like the art. You don't like the un-SD as much, but
yeah, the SD is cool. The un-SD, I don't know.
So I'm curious, how do you feel about like? Because it's slightly different proportions than the art. Let me pull up the model kit of it that Bandai did. This is one of the most popular designs from SRW, so it gets a lot of figure and stuff releases. But most recently, one of the more recent and cheaper ones to be able to get would be the high grade. So let me get a picture of that real quick. Using Schizophonics picture just because quick to get to. just slightly different proportions, as you would expect. A bit taller.
It's, you know, understandable. It is a shame the details that get lost, but yeah. that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it does have quite a... Well, doesn't have a ton of stickers, actually, but some of the details are, you know... You can see the sticker sheet here. Yellow triangles, sure. the little bits on the legs and such, but yeah. But yeah.
Do I feel like the revolver cannon's too small on that?
That's fair. So for the revolver cannon, the revolver cannon is fucking cool. So, the main armament that I think is like, well, there are two armaments on this that are pretty unique, actually, that most people like. But the revolving stake is one of them. It's my favorite. It is a pile bunker that is powered by, using a charge that is, you know, like a, that is set within a revolver and launches the stake forward. It's fucking cool. So it's literally just, you've combined a revolver and a pile bunker, and this makes me very happy. I like the way that it opens, too. It's just, by having the revolving cylinder, it just, you know, it makes it a lot more... it just makes it cool. Just gives it this nice playability and such to it. It has a hammer also, which is cool, on the back of it. Because, you know, it's
a revolver. Oh, sure.
So.
Yeah.
There's a recent, I think it's Sentinel did a figure, and I was watching Wotafa, who is a person I watch do reviews on YouTube sometimes, and it has the whole thing where you can have the shells eject out of the back too and stuff, like it has all, because it's a Sentinel high-end toy, it's got all the fucking details, and I love it so much. Just seeing that you can load in all the cylinders is very fun.
It's pretty cool.
Going through the rest of the armaments though, it has, so it can use the split missiles in compact and impact. I'm going to check something though. Impact, all Tyson. Cause I'm curious if where these are loaded would be my question. And so I'm just looking up that animation and, yes, great. These are definitely a little stretched, but whatever. Okay, so, yeah, it's exactly what I thought. It does a pose, and they fly out from the back of it.
Sure.
Yeah, it doesn't actually tell you at all. Because obviously, you know, it's not drawn on the back of it ever. This is just a thing with especially older SRWs. Modern ones try to alleviate this, but a lot of old ones sometimes are just like, yeah, the weapon's there, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I will say, unlike the other split missile using machines, this one fires, it does fire four of them though.
I mean, I guess when you're not limited by what's drawn, then you can kind of do.
Yeah. It's just doing it here real quick. All right. But yeah, so split missiles, whatever. It does have the triple barrel machine gun on the left arm. It has the heat horn, which is the horn on the forehead. It is, yeah, it heats up. It super heats. It gets red hot, and, it's not really a primary weapon, but it can be used to parry, it mentions. I think that, actually, that is, like, one of the skills it can get in the game, where, like, you know, there's a chance when someone's using a melee weapon that it parries it, so it doesn't take any damage. The idea of parrying with the head is very funny to me, but I love it. It does mention not recommended to be used frequently, as the head and neck joints could break from stress. We already talked about the revolving stake. We have the square claymores, which I saw that you had, or no, you didn't post yet. I had it open. God damn it. I'm dumb. I'm like, wait. So yeah, you circled the doors there. I'm just going to open the picture from Schizophonics Review.
Oh, those look cool.
Yeah. So what happens is the doors open, and these are a bunch of boxes that are full of 30. So the pellets are loaded, and it has 30 pellets stored within each container. So, as in each shoulder container, not each little box there. So it has 60, it launches out a roughly 60 pellets. It basically is a big shotgun.
That math is terrible. I mean, are they saying that, like, it launches two at a time and therefore it's 60? Because 16 times 30 is not 60.
It just says 30 pellets are stored within each container for 60 pellets. I don't know what math they're using either, because, yeah, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Well, they have 10 in each shoulder. Shit. Right? So, that would be 20. Yeah, no, you can't. What the hell? Oh. I'm like, wait, what is the... Yeah, no, you're right about this math. I'm like, wait, there's 10 boxes in the shoulder, though, so...
Oh, yeah, I did miscount.
How do... Well, even if there's only 10 boxes in each shoulder still, 20 does not evenly go into to 30, or... It, well, I guess... No, they
missed
three.
A zero. They missed a zero. It should say a total of 600 pellets.
Well, I guess each of those boxes only has 3 pellets, then? Because then that would be just 30
up to, per shoulder? Up to 30 are loaded per container.
Yeah, and it's saying that the whole shoulder is the container, not each box is a container.
There's no way that's correct. There's simply no way. You wouldn't... At that point, they are not pellets, and, like... This is based on a Claymore mine. It holds a hell of a lot more little pellets than 3.
Yeah.
There'd be no point to that. This is just... I really think this is just a typo and they should have an extra zero.
Yeah, hold on. Curious if it's actually always drawn given the same amount is my other thing that I'm now curious about. Like, within the shoulder in-game.
Mm.
Just because I'm curious. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Okay, so on the high grade there, you can see that it clearly has 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the game, though, it has 12 on each. So I'm going to just chalk this up to this is something that you are not going to get a consistent number on because... This is from original generations for the PS2, and you can see clearly that that is, it has, you know, a vertical column of 6 each instead of 5, and it's got 2 columns on each one. anyway, either way, what these do, the number doesn't fucking matter. What these do is these launch a shit ton of metal pellets, fire... I mean, it's a Claymore anti-personnel mine. There's a reason they're called square Claymores. It is essentially used in the games as a close-range melee weapon, because, you know, the idea is you're not supposed to use it close because there is risk from the pellets ricocheting, but Kyosuke is a melee character and has, melee-based skills, and so they want the Claymore to be affected by that, so he tends to use it up close.
Also, it wouldn't be that effective as a ranged weapon.
Yeah, no, at that point, it's like, why aren't you just using your machine gun?
Mm-hmm.
So this also mentions the M13 shotgun. We went over these on the Geshpens video. This is, like, the equipable shotgun, like, the standard one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it does mention that it has some, you know, fancy attacks, which are just like, it's just a fancier animation for these, right? You have, like, the revolving stake overshot or the Kirifuda or trump card, which is just, trump card is literally just, you do all of the, you know, you use all of your weapons in a single combo kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And same with, like, the combination attack Rampage Ghost. It doesn't do anything, like, different. It just uses its weapons alongside the Vice Ritter.
Sure.
For its equipment, it has an anti-beam coating applied to the outer armor. It mentions the screw module here, which is supposed to be a large turbine mounted on the back of PT units. It is used in, Divine Wars Record of ATX, which is a manga, so we can actually see what it's supposed to look like, because obviously It would be ridiculous in the games to have it so when you equipped optional parts, they appeared on the sprites, because, I would argue SRW is, like, one of the most heavily animated sprite-based games, and, imagining if they had to do, like, all of the optional parts, it would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, luckily, the comic, or the manga has us covered here, so, you know. We can see what that unit is supposed to look like, the screw module, which normally, you know, gives you underwater maneuverability. So, you can see it's a big water backpack. It's pretty cool looking. It's just,
you can see the little bubbles to indicate that we're underwater.
Yeah, it's the big submarine. there's also heavy assault equipment mentioned, which is a patchwork set of equipment for it. Okay, this is at Divine. This is from the same manga. Okay. I was gonna say you can have pictures of that. So I guess in the comic, it gets damaged by the Argun Raval. So then it has to be repaired. And well, it's repaired. It's got some stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So besides dual wielding the rifles there. Or possibly a shotgun and a rifle. They are different guns. We've got a bunch of extra armor over the shoulder. The extra armor on the shoulder adds even more claymores. You can see the little squares on top of the ones that are already inside.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the left arm there, you can see that there is now a drum magazine attached for the triple machine gun, which I think is fun.
Mm-hmm. But the coolest changes is the legs.
Yeah, and then the legs are just basically rockets, you know, set up, like, very much like some certain, like, space types in Gundam, but, like, very bare bones, right? You've got, like, a knee vent, which resembles a knee, but then, like, you can see that it's just, like, a bunch of fuel cylinders going down. These are Kerbal Space Program legs, you know, going down into a bunch of thrusters at the bottom. It's pretty cool.
I hope they use asparagus staging. Gotta be efficient.
I do like this. Yeah, so it's just a bunch of extra parts. Just for, you know, doing something cool in the manga. Alright. So that's the Altaisen. This has an upgrade. Actually, a couple.
Well, we can name check the Noct. I believe it's not actually different.
No, the Noct is just Altaisen but blue. That's the thing. It's not like a huge deal. The only other thing that the blue one tends to get paired with having is sometimes it is shown with I believe this is on the high grade, and I think a couple other things. It gets given basically a sword. Let me see if I can find that real quick, because they did do a model of this, which, you know, model's easy to do because it's a recolor. Yes, okay, here we go. It gets given a katana. That's the primary difference on the, on, like, equipment to mention, even though, again, it's all equipable stuff. Also just showing the model real quick, because do you think it's handsome in blue? I think the red is a better color. I don't think it looks bad in blue. All right, so then we start getting, we have the actual upgrade, which is the Altaisen Reese. Reese? I don't know how to pronounce that.
I would say Reese.
Reese. Oh yeah, Reese.
Because it's like Riesling, you know?
Yep. Wait, what? No, I don't.
Okay.
What's Riesling?
Don't worry about it.
No, explain. You already brought it up.
It's a type of wine.
What?
It's a type of wine.
I don't drink wine. Why would I drink wine?
I don't drink wine either.
I don't like wine.
This is a sort of a form of cultural knowledge.
Well, I'm just not a big wine person. So, this is the upgrade. The Altaisen Reese. So, originally appears in Compact 2 Part 3. So, Part 1 and 2 of Compact 2. It is messed up to me that Compact 2 is a three-part game, by the way. Because Compact 3 is its own standalone game. Compact 1 is its own standalone game. But then for whatever reason, Compact 2 decided to be a three-part game. Which is why it got made into Super Robot Wars Impact for the PS2. It's also why Super Robot Wars Impact is by and far the longest Super Robot Wars, I believe, for like a single game. Because, let me see, how many stages does Impact have? I think it has, like, it has a lot. give me one second. Looking at the flowchart. We've got a lot of stages. 105 playable scenarios, yes.
Wow.
And of course...
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah. So it's like, each compact game was not quite as long as, you know, a normal SRW, because normal SRWs usually go up to 50 stages, but there's three of them. So, you know. All right. So for the Altaisin here, the Altaisin Reese, this is an upgrade. It is a powered up Altaisin. Trying to see, I can't remember. I think it's different how it gets in each story. Like in Compact and Impact, it's like, oh, Kyosuke came up with it. And then in OGs, okay, it looks like it's pretty similar actually. But yeah, so the Altaisin Reese, changes include, if you look at the head, it now has almost like a knight visor, around the horn, like the way the black armor is, which is kind of cool. The sides of the head now have, these extra little pointy bits going forward in white. Oh, also I think the horn, it's a little bit fancier. It's got like a, it's got like a point on the back of it a little bit. And then, you know, sweeps up a bit more, towards the tip. The mask has a little cleft in it in the middle. Doesn't have the red lining on the top of the mask anymore, but yeah, it has the little cleft in the middle, that just changes up the face design a little bit. Otherwise, the head's pretty similar from there. It does look like it adds a camera to the back of the head, because if you look at the rear art, you can see there's like a little opening on the back of the head.
Yeah, that could be that.
Then for the torso, the central area is pretty similar. You know, you still got the big, you got like a red layer of armor, black layer, and then you've got the cockpit hatch. The pectorals have changed though quite significantly. So you've got on the pectorals, the way the vents are done now is you've got the red pectoral armor, and then closer to the middle, like where the central piece of the cockpit and all that is sticking out, you've got a yellow vertical vent. And then you've got, like, a red horizontal one sticking out there. That's just the, you know, pectoral armor shaped like one.
I think it's kind of dumb.
Then for the torso, you've got, two black, bits of armor, as you go down, and then a third one connecting into the waist. The central black piece of armor on the torso, you've got a little bit of yellow armor on the front, and then you've got a side vernier, kind of like the original, then, the shoulders have been upgraded. They are now a little larger. The doors for the claymores now have a third latch onto them. The third latch is in black and has, like, a little green jewel-looking piece inset in them. Then also the back of the shoulders, you now have... you can see if you look at the rear art, the left shoulder has it removed for visibility reasons, so you can see there's three thrusters inset there. But, on the right shoulder, you can see that there's a, instead of having the two little, like, flaps, it's just got one really large, like, thruster, that can pop up and down there, which, you know, I think it's cool. Same bicep design and similar joint design, though the little cylinders, are, coming out of the, joint do not have the white caps at the end. The revolver stake has, I would say increased in, it's the size of the bullets used, because these are fucking the long, are the charges, because these are long, this is a much longer cylinder. It also actually changes where the cylinder is. The cylinder used to be more the inner part, and then the stake on the outer, but now the stake is located below, and you can see the pin for the cylinder there. Is there, just swaps the locations for those. The left arm, you've got It's kind of interesting because the cuff around the left arm actually looks a bit more Geshpenst-y here. It even has, like, the little dots that, I can't remember which Geshpenst had those, but a couple of them did, I'm sure. But for the, machine gun now you have, what is it, 5 barrels for the machine gun there. And also you can see the box of ammunition, sticking out on the side.
Mm-hmm. That one does look like it is probably some manner of Gatling gun or something, because you can see it, they're all mounted on a circular base, so it would probably spin.
Mm-hmm. For the fingers, just something to note on the hands is that you've got some reinforcement over the base of the thumb and over the base of the knuckles, like these little red bits of armor, which I just think is kind of a neat look. For the crotch piece actually extends kind of upward towards the torso. You have like like 2 bits of armor that are actually kind of flanking the torso there. It's got some black armor on the bottom and then some thrusters on the outside. For the skirt, we actually have a fully separate front skirt. The front skirts are red with some little lines drawn in them, as well as these little yellow pieces on the outer part of it. For the side skirts, you've got a white piece of armor that then has a red flap on the bottom that has a yellow piece of armor like between it and the white piece in the middle top of it. And then the rear skirt, similar design, only 3 thrusters, but overall similar design. Thighs, same thing. The legs are pretty similar up until you hit the lower calf. And so the inner part of the leg on the lower calf has like this big yellow outward thruster. And then the outer part, you have this black scoop with like a little thruster / vent around it. And then the back of the legs now just have 2 big thrusters facing back. You also have like a little maneuvering vernier on the outside of the leg at the bottom, near the armor surrounding the foot. You can see it on the rear art there. And then the feet armor, the feet are now black, still has the white piece, only has a singular high heel instead of a double, and then has white armor on top. The backpack is similar in overall design in that it's got the 2 verniers on each side. It does add these extra vents on the back of it. And then also in the middle, kind of New Gundam style is what this reminds me of, or High New Gundam, I should say. It has this this little stabilizing fin in the middle that is popped up, but given the design, you could see that it would probably be able to move up and down. Oh, also the hammer on the cylinder, because you can see it on the rear. The hammer looks much more like a normal gun hammer. It's kind of reserved on the original design, like it's flat. This one's got like a full fucking, you know, Magnum style hammer going on. I think the Reese is fine. I will admit I'm on the same side as you, is I think that the upgrade does a little bit too much here, personally.
It's like they go a little too ham with just adding little yellow bits all over the place.
Yeah. This is like, you know, I think this is actually a thing that I would accuse of a lot of SRW designs, is sometimes they'll do upgrades that I think look worse than the original unit. The Grandzin comes to mind. I like the Grandzin. I don't like the Neo Grandzin. I don't dislike the Altaisan Reese. I don't like that, for a lot of figures and whatnot, they actually did the Reese for a while. It was why I was happy when they just announced the normal Altaisan. It's weird, though, because, like, depending on the depiction, sometimes it can look a little better. That's the main thing, right, is it's like, maybe it'll look better in, you know, if it gets a model or something.
Maybe.
But, just to, you know, because we've been doing this, let me pull up, I was gonna try to pull up the models of it, or not the models, the sprites of it, but I need to find them. Ah, no one's ripped them. That would explain. Everyone's ripped the normal Altaisan, not the Reese. This actually explains a lot. Well, I do have its sprite from the PS3 era OG game. So here's that. I will say I do think it looks a bit cuter as a SD. Part I forgot to mention, shit. On the outside of the thrusters on the shoulders, I will admit these are pretty cool and I completely forgot about them. You'll notice that there's like a little wing.
Mm-hmm.
You can see them popped out here on this D-Style SD model.
That looks good.
I will say that those look pretty cool. The little wings. Let me make that smaller. I'll just have that hanging out real quick. I'm trying to see if I can find any other ones. Like I said, I don't hate this design, and I think sometimes it like on that D-Style model, for instance, I actually think all the little yellow bits work.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just depends on whether it's in 3D space or normal space, or, you know, whether it's SD or not, etc.
Yeah, that's fair.
Alright, so its armaments, split missiles, again, only seen in compact or impact. It has the quintuple chain gun on the left arm. The barrel width is decreased, however, it has more ammo, more firing range, and of course, more rapid fire, because you've added two more machine guns.
They call it a chain gun, which is, I don't know, that could just be a naming thing.
I mean, it's probably just a naming thing. Look, what I've learned is, even though when I say Gatling, you're like, that's not a Gatling gun, video games and whatnot featuring mecha love to use Gatling gun and chain guns for things that don't technically do what a Gatling gun or a chain gun do.
Mm-hmm.
Plasma horn. The plasma horn, when it charges up now, I believe it tends to turn actually like a almost like a blue hot, if I remember right. It's been a while since I've watched the animation with it. And instead of it being an emergency weapon, it's been reinforced, so now it can actually like be used as a weapon more effectively. Charge, it does charge with electricity. So the revolving bunker, which is the upgraded version of the revolving stake, same idea, but the cylinder is larger, so, you know, hits even harder. It's I'd say it's pretty cool. Still, I mean, you know, again, hard to beat. It has the avalanche claymore, which are just the upgraded version of the claymores. There are even more titanium pellets put into it, so. It mentions the boost hammer here, specifically because in Another Century's episode R, the boost hammer is a default equipment. It's the hyper hammer from Gundam.
Okay.
That's all that is.
And it has some stupid special moves.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it's got... I mean, I get why you give it these.
Sure, I mean, I'm not saying that they're... I guess I should say, I think it's kind of dumb to list them under armaments.
Oh, yes, no, I agree with that. That's fair.
Let it do cool things. Right. I support this.
So the Altaisan race, we're done with that now. So we have more. We're not done yet though, because started with Altaisan. Then
we're not done with magic.
We've got what is sometimes known as the Well, okay. Actually, no, right. This one's not known as the Altaisan Mark IV. Or is it? Hold on. Or sorry, Geshpenst. Let me see. Because now I'm just curious about it. Well, we're going to talk about it anyway, because we may as well. We've already done this as a two-part. I was going to say the Vice Ritter next, right?
Nope.
Oh, no. What one were you going to say?
Look at the Jamboard.
Oh. The Noct, that is, the Noct Rice. Yes, it's the Rice, but also not. I mean, it's got different design elements. I guess I'll talk about it. This is the one from, what is it? It's from one of the weird ones.
It's from OG Saga.
Yeah, okay. Oh, right, that's one of the... Yeah, I think that's one of the DS ones. So, all right, it's a design that is... Okay, the head, you've got a... The head is similar to the regular Altaisan. It has a little bit of extra detail. You have some yellow at the base of the horn and yellow at the base of the black part around the head. The eyes are in red also, which is a unique choice. For the torso, you now have a triple set of vents on the pectoral that are like two pieces, or two vents are on the white piece, and then you've got an outer little yellow extra vent. The cockpit hatch now has a red little like camera lens fitted over it, is what it looks like. The shoulder claymores now seem to have a triple opening door, not in the same way as the Reese, but similar idea. You also have some extra yellow added to the top of the armor there for the claymore door, and then also on the side of the shoulder.
I feel like it looks better than the Reese's shoulders.
That's fair. For the bicep, same bicep design. The joint looks very Gundam here, just with the way they happen to draw the cylinder joint. For the arms, the right arm, you've got the revolving stake. The revolving stake here, my only complaint with this one is they've made the pin more inset. You can see where the pin is for holding the barrel, but it's very thin and it looks like a little screw on the front. I like it better when it's the big white piece that sticks out, because then you can see that pop out, you know, but that's just my own personal thing. And this may just be a proportions thing, but the stake looks gigantic here for some reason. For the left arm, you've got the arm design overall is similar to the original Tyson, but then the platform that the gun is on, it does also have the quintuple chain gun going on, with a couple of little differences. The platform it's on is almost more like a shield. It even has like a bit that extends past like where the elbow would be if the arm was facing down. It's got the ammo belt is now locked in with like a little yellow piece rather than having the ammo box, rather than just being kind of like slapped in there. It also has like a little handle going around the guns, and the barrels are longer.
That little white panel on each side of it, right? That's sort of on either side of the gun. That's a claymore.
Oh, it has a claymore on the arm. Oh, that would explain why it has like a flat platform shield. Okay. For the skirts, you now have a big white piece at the base of the skirt that's got these two little lines drawn into it with some yellow pieces on the angled outward on them, angled out and up. You also have a black bottom part of the front skirt. The skirts are separated here also, so this is more like the Reese's skirt. The side skirt, you've got a white piece on top, blue on the bottom. Can't really see the rear skirt. We probably don't have a good rear view of this, do we?
No, this is the only art I can find.
Yeah. The thighs do have a panel line going down the middle, is like a small difference. For the legs, again, similar to the it's like a weird combination of the Reese and the original. The main difference is on the outer leg now, you've got a double set of those scoops rather than just one. And then on the inner thigh, or on the inner calf, you have the outward like square thruster, but then below that you have another scoop with a, you know, like vent thruster thingy going on. For the feet, the feet are colored more like the original Tyson's coloring, where you've got like the, you know, blue armor with the black toe and then the white on top instead of it being all black like the Reese, besides the white part on the top. Yeah, so this is from one of those weirdo games, that I have not played really very much of. It doesn't look bad. I don't think it looks bad, no, but...
No, it's just kind of, it's a fun little one to check
out. I actually did not realize that it was, like, going to be a different design, so. So then, what I would ask them was, what do you have next? Because you've...
I think you're right then, that Vice Ritter is next. It's just we missed one was all.
Okay, the Vice Ritter is weird because, like, it's a PTX unit. It was developed, like, alongside it. It's one of those ones where I'm like, well, if we're covering the Alt-Tyson, we have to talk about this because this is the companion unit.
I mean, it's a different branch of successor from the Geshpenst.
Yeah.
So, and we're talking about the Geshpenst.
It's really weird also because specifically it mentions that in the Shadow Mirror world, it was planned to be the Geshpenst Mark IV. But so in a reality, it's the Geshpenst Mark IV. So we'll talk about it, and you can see obviously there are design elements of the Geshpenst all over this thing, you know. So I'll let you get that. All right, the Vice Ritter. This is the one I really like. So here we have a unit that has a similar head to the Alt-Tyson in overall shape, if not having some different details. Specifically, so you have the two ears that are swept back. They are much longer. It's not even the ears, right? Sorry, that's the stabilizer. It actually has, instead of the Alt-Tyson style ears, it's got these, just these two horns that are swept back. And then these horns have an antenna coming out of the base of them. Then on the forehead, you have a forehead guard, it's the head is white on the top, and then you've got like this extra white plate on the front. You've got the two eyes going on. The mask is designed in such a way that it almost looks like it has fangs, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's got these like little like downward notches right under where the eyes are. I like the way that looks. And then the armor around that's going around either side of the face also has like a more like kind of the shapes on this are a bit more organic, I would argue, than the Altaisin, right? So you've got these,
sure, like, I can see that
they're swept up, the little side face armor bits are swept up a little and a bit pointier. I like the way it looks. For the torso, very Geshpensty torso, where you've got those like what I presume always to be thrusters on the top of it, on either pectoral connecting into the middle piece. Got a cockpit hatch with a little red like a white cockpit hatch. Believe it has that blue piece there to lock it, and then it's got also like a little red piece on the top of it. You've got a vent on either pectoral, very Gundam style. Like, the vent themselves is not Gundam style, but just the placement of them. You've got a little thruster on the underside of the pectoral on either side. You've got two black torso pieces. For the shoulders, you've got, it's like the base of the Geshpens shoulder, right? Where you've got like that thruster on the front, and then you've got the little cuts in the armor. Mm-hmm. But then it's got like attached to the top of it a layer of three pauldrons, which looks really cool. I like the way these are layered.
I think the little yellow thrusters on them stacked like that look real stupid, but otherwise I'd be for it.
Fair enough. Yeah, so they have a little it has a thruster on the outside and inside of these pauldrons, front and back. Then you also have a little yellow piece of armor on the top. They have they're white with a blue lining around them. For the bicep, you also have it's kind of got the Gundam, or like Okawara bicep thing, where you've got the little part sticking out, kind of like on the earlier Geshpens, but on this one it is colored yellow around the thruster. The right arm does not have any extra attachments or anything, doesn't have a big cuff even. It's got a very square, arm design, I will say. Looks kind of burly and buff, just because, I mean, a lot of these SRW units tend to look a bit, like, chunkier than you expect. Mm-hmm. Does have a big blue wrist cuff on that arm, though. The left arm is the one that looks more like a Geshpenst arm, because it's got the cuff with the little bearings around it, like these little gray bearings going around. Mm-hmm. The left arm also has, I believe this is also a triple machine gun. Just making sure. Oh no, sorry, it's a triple beam cannon. So these are beam weapons on the left arm.
I guess that explains why they look different.
Yep. They got like a different barrel shape going on than the other ones, so that's what I wanted to look also. It's a little it also has that same cuff going around the wrist, though, because of the design of the beam cannon, it's gotta go out a little more, so it's a bit bigger on the left arm. For the waist, you've got, so kind of an interesting thing here going on with the waist. You've got like a bar on the top of the crotch area that's got like a that goes around the top in white, and goes actually into the two front skirts there. Also, you've got like a little layer of blue armor below that, another white armor which has some thrusters on it, and then more blue and then more white. Then you've got the actual skirts themselves, which are more of that. More of the Geshpens were going to do a skirt with some lines in it thing. Different styling here, mainly because it's got like a little has like a step going on in it right at the bottom of the skirt, so
mm-hmm.
It does make the lines have like an interesting shape to them, though, because the lines continue through the step, you know. At least the two outer ones. Then you've got like just the line on the top part of the skirt in the middle. Also has a thruster facing out on either skirt. For the side skirts, you've got a blue piece at the top, white piece below that has like a little yellow vernier, and then the actual side skirt as it hits the bottom, you've got a vernier also built into, or like little thruster built into the skirt at the bottom. The rear skirt doesn't have anything going on, it's just the Geshpensed one, just the, you know, the big plate. Nothing special going on with the thighs or the joint or anything. For the lower legs, you've got blue knees that are a bit pointy, much like a lot of these. You have a thruster on the back of the leg. A little blue bit of armor cuffed around the bottom that has a yellow piece in the middle, as well as like a yellow thruster facing forward. You've also got a similar to the Altaisen set of instep guards there with the two thrusters. The pants have kind of a bell bottom around only the back of it that goes around the bottom of the foot, protects the heel. For the heels, a single high heel on the back, but it's kind of wide. And then for the toe, very similar to the Altaisen. You got the white armor. Does have one extra thing compared to the Altaisen's pointy feet, which is if you look at the top of the foot, you've got that little bit of blue armor, but then it's got more of that white armor that, you know, goes towards the front and then has these two little, like, pins in it, is what it looks like. And then for...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then for the backpack, you've got a backpack that's got a bunch of little thrusters in it, as well as a total of five, like, little maneuvering binders. So it's got, like, two on either side on the bottom, and then it's got the one sticking out of the back. Yeah, I like the Vice Ritter a lot, personally. I know you mentioned, like, not liking all the yellow vernier, specifically, like, the ones on the shoulders and such, but...
I think it has a few bad choices, but overall, I think it's a really cool design.
Mm-hmm. For its armaments, so the split missiles, again, it's going to do the thing where they just fly. Yeah, as you can see in the art, there's no split missile bay here or anything. The triple beam cannon on the left arm, so it used to have a plasma cutter just built in, like a beam saber, but that was omitted from OG's onward because, well, I think it just grabbed it from the arm, which, you know, I guess it was doing a Zeta Gundam thing, right? But mm-hmm. Yeah, in OG2 it was called the Neo Plasma Cutter instead, but same thing. In Record of ATX, the manga, I guess it, so it mentions, actually, it does mention split missile rack on the back of it, so I guess on the back it maybe has, area.
Probably just in that, though.
Yeah.
I would guess.
It says that the Slash Ripper can go there, so. Then its main weapon, which you can see in the art there, is the Ox Tongue Launcher. Which is
this thing is fucking cool.
A long double barrel sniper rifle that has either energy or ballistic modes. Its name comes from the Ox Tongue Spear, a broadheaded spear used in Europe in the 15th and 16th centuries. So you can see it's a, just to describe the gun, because it's actually an interesting one. You've got a really long double barrel. It is the stacked vertical barrels, which I always think looks cool. I forget what that's called when a gun's like that. I guess just like an over-under thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you've got... I like that the gun also has, like... For whatever reason, instead of having... Even though it's got the white and blue armor that matches the Vice Ritter's, it also has, like, these, like, almost, like, looks like a leather color going on.
It looks really good.
And I really like the way that looks.
Yeah.
It's got kind of a weird angled handle, but this is used specifically, generally, in flight, and... it is made to be held under the arm, you know, like for the back mm-hmm. of it to be under. So, and yeah, so it's got, the, energy one, which comes out of the lower barrel. And then it's got the actual, ballistic one, or sorry, bullet. It just stands for actually, which is, armor piercing shells. Doesn't go as far as the E mode, but actually punches harder than the beam does, where the beam is a longer range gun that, you know, can be fired and do strafing attacks and strafing runs,
mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. And then, of course, it mentions the double here, in which it just uses both modes. And I guess now that we have talked about both, I will mention the Rampage Ghost, which is a very cool team attack used by the Vice Ritter and the Altaisen, wherein they just basically pass the enemy between them and completely fuck them up, and it's very fun. I just want to mention it a little bit.
It's fun. Yeah. I also like the Ox Tongue Launcher has, if you look at the, because it's an underarm style, the stock is mostly just to tuck there, right? You don't actually press it against the shoulder.
Yeah.
And so it has like a spike on it in case you have to melee.
Yeah, that's fun. I just, it's a cool gun. It's a very cool gun.
Yeah, it's a very cool gun.
All right, so then the Vice Ritter, does it have any sideways units? It mentions the Vice Ritter Abend, which is from OG Endless Frontier.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't have an image of that.
Oh, you know who does.
MAHQ?
Our friend Chris.
Yep.
Coming in clutch.
All right, so I'll let you get that real
quick.
It's
unfortunately a small image, but...
Okay, well, much like you have a blue Altaisen in that game, now you have a red Vice Ritter.
But there are some different design elements, and it looks cooler.
Okay, well. For the design elements that are different, to mention, so the head, now has an, like, a larger guard on the front of it that has this little green camera. The horns now have a red, like, a little red trim added to the top of them. That actually can be said for a lot of parts of this, is a lot more, like, red trim going on. Like, mm-hmm. If you look at the torso has red trim going around the white parts on either side. This one actually has the Altaisen Reese chest design, too, with, like, the inner vent and then the outer vent. Same with, like, the cockpit design. The shoulders are similar to the Vice Ritter's, however, there's a bit more red going on, and then the thrusters are placed a little differently, so that they're on the bottom one is when they are innermost, and then as you hit the middle, they go out a bit more, and then the top one, it's out further, so...
They kind of, yeah, fan out in a way that...
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks better.
Then, the arms still have the same asymmetry, the left arm, the barrels have gotten chunkier on the, gun. I assume it's still a triple beam gun, just given that it's still a Vice Ritter, but they are much bigger barrels now. Very chunky. The waist, we have just an added, like, big thruster onto the skirt, and also a little bit more red lining around the white part of the skirt there. The side skirt looks like it's pretty similar, just has a big thruster, like the thruster that's at the base of the skirt normally, you have this big yellow one there instead here. Don't really get a good shot of the rear, but the legs, similar legs, though you have now an inner thruster around a yellow housing on the inner calf, and then on the outer calf you have this big black thruster on the outside that has, like, orange on the inside of it. And then the toes, you now have these, like, little cuts in the toe armor at the front, so kind of resembles, like, when you have the cuts on the skirts and whatnot. Also, the binders on the back now have a little bit of black in the middle of them. This thing adds a lot more color on the design overall.
Mm-hmm.
Think I prefer the original still, but...
So, there are still a few more things to talk about real quick.
Okay.
First of all, it has a head height of 3 meters. This is, like, 10 feet tall.
Yes, because that's the thing in OG, also, is the mecha are smaller. Or in OG Saga. OG Saga, I need to say. Yeah.
It's also, like, AI controlled, right? Mm-hmm. You can manually control it, you know, remotely, but there's no... You don't put a pilot in this.
Mm-hmm. I do like that it calls them, instead of it being the Oxtongue launcher, it's now the Partisan launcher, still named after a pole arm, and it's still E and B. However, when it's two of them, instead of being W for double, it is now X for cross.
Do you want to see it?
Sure.
Because it has a rage mode.
Oh. Oh, so it has a super mode.
Yep.
Where it turns blue.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Okay. Same overall design, but now it is blue again. It's back in Vice Ritter colors. I will say, the rifle's pretty fucking cool here, too. It's not... It doesn't have the same feel because it no longer has, like, the leather parts, but it's still pretty cool. I like that it's got these, for the top barrel there, for the bullet barrel, it's got the, like, an iron sight. And then also, I like the little white teeth going down on the sides as well. And then also, it has a plug coming out of the back of it.
Uh-huh. Which... Yeah, I assume it has to plug in to do the E.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun, though. I do like its design. It is pretty cool. Just a more futuristic-looking gun than the Vice Ritter's Oxtongue, which is... kind of, like, evoking, like, a very, like, not, like, old, but, like, it feels like an older kind of gun. especially like having like the gunmetal and the leather color and stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then we would talk about now the upgrade of the Vice Ritter, which is weird for reasons that I will get into. The Rhine Vice Ritter. So let me get the front, if you wouldn't mind getting the back picture. I adore this thing, but it is going for a very different feel, as you might notice by its design. It has become very organic. So there is a group called the Einst in Super Robot Wars. They're one of the enemy factions. And the Einst are like weird aliens that are they like to assimilate things. They take things and take them over. And at one point they do kidnap Exelon and the Vice Ritter, and because they're weird like bioorganic aliens, they upgrade the Vice Ritter into the Rhine Vice Ritter. The changes. Okay, so looking at the head, this actually has the little helmet piece kind of similar to the one from OG Saga, it's got like a little red eye added to it. Add some yellow fanglies to the area going around the head, like the little guards are on the sides of the head. For the torso, it still has like the shape of the top of the torso is very similar to the original. Where it gets weird is below. You've got a big red jewel, which is still where the cockpit is, surrounded by these like green, like muscly, viney things. You also have around the bottom of either side of the pectoral these yellow, like almost like cables going from front to back. For the shoulders, the base of the shoulder now has a big ominous red eye, and then you've still got that triple like pauldron setup, but they've said fuck the thrusters, we're going to turn them into spikes. And they have the shoulder also has like a red eye on the top of it. I call them eyes because even though they're colored in all red, if you look at the rear shot, look at the way the one on the back of the shoulder is drawn. These are fucking eyes.
Yeah.
So the right arm, most of the main inner frame of this now has been replaced with that like muscly viney structure. So you can see like more of that going on the right arm. Also added some spikes around the wrist cuff, which is kind of fun. For the left arm, similar thing, though it still has the big outer cuff. It has cut holes into it, though, instead of having the little bearings of the original, like, Geshpenst and whatnot. This one just has, like, three holes drilled into it, it looks like. And then still have the triple beam gun. You also have, like, a little extra eye on the wrist area there. For the waist, the crotch and skirt have kind of all melded together, and it has some additional teeth on the skirts there. The side skirts are just like a double set of claws, like very Dunbine looking, actually.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this whole thing is like very Dunbine and like, Noska.
It is funny, because actually now that I look at those claws, those are almost exactly what, the Billbinds, the metal build, metal robot spirits, Billbinds claws look like even the same joints on them, which I guess if you're doing clawed bug fingers in yellow, but you want them to have human like articulation, I guess that is how you would do it, but it is just funny how similar they are. But yeah, so you've got two big claws for the side skirts, and then the rear skirt, just has these extra little, like, if you're looking at the back of it, you can see it has these two extra little pointy bits sticking out of it, on the sides. Just some extra pointy detail. The thighs look almost organic and muscular because of the shape going on. They just look like big white muscles. Then the, joint is, like, a little, like, almost like a bearing in the shape, because it's got, you know, just, like, a round ball for the joint area. The lower leg, you can see some of that green inner part. You've got the knee armor, though, which has like a little tooth on the bottom. You've got these black bits of armor that wrap around the back and then have these yellow pieces just going around. For the blue on the bottom, you also have like two little claws going into the ankle armor, or sorry, the instep guard of the Vice Ritter, which is actually just the same instep guard, which that's funny. They just kept that the same. I mean, I guess it is pointy and yellow. It already matches the aesthetic that the Einst have been adding, so.
Yeah.
And then the toes have become also Dunmine feet, right? You got these two clawed toes with a clawed heel. For the backpack, it now just has... So, something that is not shown in the art, I'll have to show in the game. You can see, though, the backbinder has been changed. It now has, like, almost like an organic... Like, it's got, like, an eye below, but then it's got these, like, three little, like, breathy panel parts. Like, let me show real quick. Circle them. Just given the design of this, I imagine these parts moving up and down and looking like they are breathing.
True.
And then you can see that there's these little holes. These are because the Rhino Vice Ritter also can pull a, getter, a shin getter, I should say. Let me see real quick. Well, if I pull up the image in game real quick, you can see it. Out of those four ports, it has big bat wings that can pop out, which is pretty cool, I think.
Yeah.
I guess the final thing we'll talk about design wise is the ox tongue rifle has changed in design. Still the double barrel, it still has the two modes, but now it has little extra teeth added to it. Along the bottom, you've got, like, the red eye at the front and then an eye on the sides of it. Still has that cool, like, kind of, like, angled handle for fitting underneath. What it does have, though, is, so you mentioned, like, it used to have a spike at the end. It now has almost like a weird bug tail. Kind of reminds me of, like, a earwig tail or something that has, like, two little claws.
It seems like there's kind of a reference to that in the bend we talked about, that plug.
Yeah, the plug is definitely... Because the bend is taking some elements of this. I love this machine. You know, I like my organic mecha, but I like this machine a lot. Especially because it's, like, such a weird thing to take a Geshpenst and make it organic, I guess, you know? Also, it's called the Howling Launcher now.
Yeah, and since this thing has some, like, shape-shifting ability, it's, like, its cross mode is, like, a full-on, like, transformation. It's not just moving parts. It's, like, okay, the shapes
change. Yeah, the barrels get bigger.
And the, like, little under-shrouding turns into, like, a full-on jaw and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for what it's doing it well. I don't like the thing it's doing.
Oh.
But, you know.
Why don't you like the thing it's doing? You don't like organic?
I think I don't tend to like organic mecha.
No. Oh, really? Damn.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I love it. I love this thing. This is one of my favorite SRW originals, by a long shot. Long shot, because it's got a thing. Alright, now, technically speaking, at one point the Wild Falcon was related to the Vice Ritter. The Wild Falcons, I think, a little bit too different and would also be its own whole thing to talk about.
Okay.
So I'm going to ignore that one. I'm trying to see if there's any other related units to the Geshpenst real quick. Let me just go into my folder and look up PTX units, because that makes it easier.
Should we do the Vice Savior?
Vice Savior? Oh, yes. Oh, and there's one other one also. Actually, I have one that is thematically appropriate since we just finished both of these.
Okay.
Flicker Eye Geist. Let me find that.
Sure. Yeah.
So there's the Flicker Eye Geist, which, don't actually have a picture of that on the wiki.
Yeah.
Have a picture of it. So let me get that. Just give me 1 second. PTX. Pretty sure it's a PTX unit. Maybe not. Thought I had a picture.
No, it's an RRR-X3.
Oh, it's RRR-X3. Okay.
Thank you, Chris. I beat Dylan.
Oh, yeah, you did. I win. Okay. Oh, yep, I see it. damn it. Oh, because it's from... Okay, it's from... Well, originally it's from a spin-off game that is unrelated to Super Robot Wars called Real Robot Regiment. Hence the RRR when it got moved forward. So the Flicker-Eye Geist is a unit from that game that is... Essentially, if you combine the Vice Ritter and the Altaisen, in terms of its aesthetic. So, the upper half, for the head, you've got a head that, first of all, it has four eyes, which I think is fucking cool. It's got a, head crest, it's got, like, a little jewel in the head, and then it's got this blue armor swept back. And then on the back of the head, it's got a bunch of layers of, like, little white swept back armor. Which just looks cool. The face itself is gray, and then it has a red chin for the lining on the chin. For the torso, you've got a relatively large collar around the head, but it's very circular, so it almost looks like it's sitting in an ashtray to me, is the thing. So for the pectorals, though, you've got kind of a weird design going on with them. They are kind of rounded at the front, and this thing doesn't really have much of a backpack. It just kind of goes into the back of this rather than having a distinct backpack. Does have like a little like pectoral vent on the sides, outer sides of them, as well as you can actually see one on the inner part between the armor and the central plate there. You can see like just the way the cut is vent looking, even though it probably isn't. It's got like a little piece of armor in the middle top of this. The center torso is where this gets weird. It has like a Zeorimer thing going on where it's just like a big yellow ball there, for the torso. And then around the bottom of it, you have like some housing that connects into the waist. For the shoulders, you've got, pretty big shoulder armor, where the top of the shoulder you have these swept back little binders. They've got these like little yellow orbs in the top of them, like stacked double, or in the front of them. If you're looking at it from the back, you can see that this is kind of resembling doing the thing from the Altaisen Reese. The way the thrusters are on those, it's just those are now completely they are basically the shoulder. Then you've got going on the outer shoulder a big central, like a big thruster in the center of them. The armor is interesting because all the armor on the top part is white, and it's got some pointy bits sticking out on the front and back. The armor on the bottom is all black, and you've got like not as much black armor. You got like a black plate on the front and back, and then you've got a black plate around the thruster as well. For the bicep, you have a white bicep. The forearms are black, though. The right forearm, you've got... it's got the original Altaisen revolver stake going on here. For the left arm, you've got the original Altaisen triple machine gun, though they are now heat-cooled. They have the little holes drilled in them.
Or air-cooled.
Or air-cooled, not heat-cooled. Heat-cooled! No, air-cooled, yeah.
Is that like cold smoking?
I don't know what that is. What is cold smoking?
You know what cold smoking is.
What is cold smoking? Are you just saying when you're cold and...
No, it's when you smoke food, like smoking food, but you do it in a way where you're not heating them, you're chilling them instead.
Oh. Actually, never thought about that.
Yeah, it's like how you would do like smoked salmon.
That makes sense.
Because otherwise you'd really dry out the salmon.
Yeah, it would screw up the fish. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I like that the barrels of the gun are also like in this like weird copper color. Just a bit different.
By the way, I was looking at this and I was like, see, that's back to being a chain gun. And then I was like, hang on. I have no idea what the definition of a chain gun is. So I looked it up. And it's actually kind of interesting. I find it interesting.
Yeah,
anyway.
No. Do tell.
You know how a bicycle works?
Yes.
Where you have the gear that is pulled by a chain.
Yeah.
That's how a chain gun works. It is like the action, the part that makes the gun like, you know, shoot repeatedly is powered by the pulling of a chain, basically, internally. And that's how you make a chain gun.
That makes sense, actually. So it is It's like a self-contained Gatling, right? Rather than multiple barrels, you are using a chain to do the...
Yeah, more or less. Like, the difference is, like, the Gatling has a full-on... It's like internal power versus external power is kind of the thing, sort of.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, I don't think that it's... I believe, technically, you could make a Gatling gun that is also a chain gun. It just hasn't been done. But I don't see how... Like, I don't see anything about that process that is impossible. It just seems like that'd be a really stupid thing to do.
Ridiculous thing to do, yeah. All right. Oh, well, now I know. All right, for the crotch, you've got, like, a red jewel piece in the middle. You've got two front plates. This is actually very much like the original Geshpenst, and these plates being, like, almost connected like this. They still have, like, a dividing line in the middle, but they basically look connected. They also have this little red piece at an angle downward that also has a double stack of the little yellow orbs in them. Side skirts and the rear skirt are just Geshpenst ones. The thighs, only thing of note is that they are white, kind of matching the bicep thing where you have the white biceps and then the black forearms. You've got white thighs and then black lower legs here. Very pointy knees that are mostly black with a red piece in the middle. It's got those Geshpenst bearings again, if you look at the base of the leg there, going into the sides of the, like, the knee housing.
Mm-hmm.
The outer part has a set of thrusters. You've got one on the front, one on the outer part. The outer one has a little, why am I spacing on the name? Like, a little scoop below it to angle the thrust, and then... you've got one on the back of the calf, and then you also have one on the back of the leg, and then one on the back inner of the, of the inner calf, but not on the front of the calf. So you can see it on the rear, though, that it does have one on the back of the calf, the inner part. It does have, like, a little white one on the side, but it being a different color makes me wonder if that's just ventilation. And then for the feet, almost Gundam-like feet in their design, because they have, like, a more square shape to them. And then it's, like, a black toe with a white bit of armor at the top, and then a heel, kind of a tall heel. Not, like, super tall, but it does have a little bit of a high heel thing going on. And the bottom armor of that is black with some white going to the top of it from the top of the foot.
I'm trying to place it exactly, but the lower part of these legs is, like, it's not just Gundam-y. It is, like, this is a Gundam, like, besides the knee, it is, like, this is a Gundam design I know, and I can't figure out which one.
I think there's a...
It's something from Zeta or Double Zeta.
Well, I was gonna say, I mean, hell, even the shapes of it, if you took away the scoop, it would be kind of reminiscent of, like, I'm trying to think, like, the Alex doesn't have the side ones, it only has the front and back ones, but the Alex does look a little similar, Then you've got, like, let me see. I'm forgetting if the narrative, or not the narrative, Tristan. No, the Tristans are just similar to the Alexes, actually.
Yeah, I don't know what, I don't know, like,
not
you
off
know
the
what
top
I mean,
of
like
my head, but I know what you mean. These are, like, a pretty similar way. I mean...
It's very familiar.
Common layout, too, but yeah. I do like the way they look, though. And then, yeah, so this is a weird unit. It's from the weird brawler game that is kind of bad, called Real Robot Regiment. It is also weird because it's called Real Robot Regiment, and the whole idea is it's an action game. It is not only real quote-unquote real robots. The featured series in it, also it was like Bam Presto's first PS2 game, so that's also a reason it's so rough around the edges. It's literally like their first PS2 game. Came out in 2001. Has Mobile Suit Gundam, Zeta Gundam, CCA, G Gundam, Endless Waltz, Dytarn 3, Mazinger Z, Great Mazinger, Getter Robo, Getter Robo G, Deimos, and Raiden. And then the Flicker Eye Geist is, like, an original unit. It also has It wasn't mentioned in the list here. That is Dan Cougar there, though. Dan Cougar is in this as well. So, at the
least. Okay.
But yeah, the Flickerite Geist is like the original unit for the game. And it, you know, it's Bam Presto, so they are clearly drawing. They were doing it on purpose when they were making it like a weird Altaisen Vice Ritter mix. But yeah, I think it's a cool design. You know.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Things of note about it for weapons, would be, so those yellow parts on the shoulders are like weird spread beam guns. I'm actually trying to find it. So, obviously it has the revolver stake, it has the triple machine guns. It has split missiles, which, let me see, are these just going to fire out of the back of it? I'm watching this animation. Yep, they sure do just pop out of the back of it, without showing you on the back where they are. I guess, you know, it's just funny whenever I look up a split missile animation, I just see, you know, it flies at the camera and then two things fly out from the back of it. It's just funny to me every time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't actually... the weird thing with the beam cannons is it doesn't actually use them. It only uses them as part of its combination attack, but here. Let me find a bit where it's firing them. The ones in the skirts are also the beams. I don't know if these were in Real Robot Regiment, but they are in Super Robot Wars, so for me, they exist. But those the yellow parts in the skirt and the yellow parts on the shoulder just fire a bunch of weird red homing lasers.
Okay. Sure.
I love the, it does a really cool zoom into the face, by the way, where all four of the eyes glow, and I do like that. I think that's cool. But, yeah. I like this design, though, overall. Alright, now, what was the other one you brought up? I can't remember.
I mean, honestly, I feel done. the other one I mentioned was the Vileschwein.
Oh, Vileschwein. Oh, no, but...
But we...
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we'll be done, because the Vileschwein... we'll talk about it if we do a Huckbine, because it is also a Huckbine.
We did a Huckbine a long time ago.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Fuck, that was a long time ago.
We can put it on... We'll put it on cleanup.
We'll put it on cleanup,
I'll do it right now so I don't forget. I'll do it right now so I don't forget.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was going to say, it's been a long time. All right. Well, with that then, Six.
We have a listener question to tackle.
Yes, we do. You had typed that last night. I forgot. Mm-hmm. All right. So, if you want to read it. And who is it from?
This is a question from Vi on Twitter. Thank you for the question. I've got a question more like ramblings for Mechanista that started from a shower thought. Are mecha fans inside of mecha fiction frauds? To me, being a mecha fan at the very least means being romantical about the fantasy of the mecha machine, a solo humanoid robot that could change the world but feels lost when that... that feels lost when it could just be that case. When they are real in-universe, they are just more insufferable military nerds, at least how I envision it.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, that's kind of that. I feel like that's kind of a point in a lot of shows, right? Like when you have a mecha nerd within a mecha show, they are usually like treated as, you know, it's weird. Like I feel like generally they are treated like military otaku because in their universe they are a military otaku, right? Rather than a mecha fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like. I'm trying to think. It's like in Nadesco with Akito. I mean, he liked a show. You know, he likes, like, the Super Robot show. But again, the robots are also end up being real in the universe. It does get complicated, right? Because, like, obviously there are real-life reasons we don't use mecha. If some magical thing were to happen, though, where in real life mecha became real, I don't think I would suddenly start hating mecha. And now I have to have, like, this deep, like, inset, like, theoretical on myself of, like, oh no, then I become the insufferable military otaku. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I'm it gets into too many layers. I do think within a universe where they are real, though, yeah, it is the same as being a tank guy or a jet guy or whatever, you know?
I mean, that's the thing, right? Is like, hi.
I was going to also say that's the other problem, right? For all I tend to not, like, care about military vehicles, being into mecha does make it easier for me to look at them and go, oh, yeah, 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 and talk about them and, you know, be evenly matched.
I mean, like, do you listen to the show? I talk about real guns and how, despite not, they shouldn't exist, but the way they work is fucking cool.
I mean, that's a lot of people, right? Like, if you're into swords, you're in a weapon that was used to kill people, but swords are also kind of cool. Look, life's too short for me to always, like, have to... It is good to scrutinize and figure out, like, you know, why do I like these things, or what is going on with me, etc. But there's also, like, a level of... You just start to go mad if you start questioning a little bit too hard, I think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like when I start thinking about the size of the universe too much, and I start thinking about our relative place in it, and how I start, you know, spiraling because of that, and so I have to prevent myself from doing that. There are some times where you just have to not do that. Being a mecha fan is goofy IRL because they are not real. In a universe, it would be a little insufferable if you were a mecha fan because they are a real thing that kills people. But then again, we talk about guns. We've talked about, you know, I talk about, like, I like pole arms and swords and stuff. I think these things are neat. So it's not like it's completely divorced of it either.
This... that I have placed on screen for video people, for people at home, I'll just say, the AN-94 is an assault rifle that was built in 1994. It was intended to replace the AK-74, and it has a feature that, to my knowledge, no assault rifle has replicated called hyperburst, where it can't keep this up for a full automatic fire, but for a two-round burst, for that moment, it is firing at 1,800 rounds per minute. It fires two bullets before the recoil can occur. That's fucking crazy and really cool.
Why would you... Okay, so why would you need that, would be my question. I guess suppressing fire. No,
not suppressing fire, because you're firing a pretty, like, low-caliber round, and if you're against an armored target, one bullet is very likely not to kill.
That makes sense.
Two will probably take care of it.
I'm not nearly as much of a gun person as Six, and, you know, also on the side of, yeah, no, people should not own guns in the United States generally, in my opinion.
I don't think cops should
have
guns.
I don't think cops should have guns.
I mean,
no.
I don't think cops should be able to leave their house.
I was going
to
say,
but, you know.
I don't think cops should.
right. But, like, you know. Even if there were some form of, like other, like, legal authority to replace cops that would need to have more authority, I still wouldn't want them to have guns, right? Like, I personally believe that guns can serve a purpose in a military setting for, like, defending your country very literally, but, like, a lot of basic, like, 99% of how guns are used in the world, they shouldn't be there.
See me idealizing things like the Papa Shaw.
Yeah, I mean, like, and so, like,
my
yeah,
brain
like,
goes,
if...
ah, it's a Soviet gun that was used by the noble Soviet army, so I can appreciate this.
Like, if we did that episode on tanks, right? And we ended up talking about a tank that is used. Like, I don't think it's currently being... No, it's not currently being used, but has been used by the Israeli army. The Israeli army is incredibly evil, mm-hmm. right? Genocidal monsters. If we were... But we still did that episode. We just put a disclaimer up front, right? Yeah. Like, if Mecha were real, I would probably still be doing this show to a certain... Well, I guess there would have to be a fantasy one to get me in the door, right? Like this, I wouldn't have started a podcast to talk about tank design.
Well, that's the thing, though, right? But then you think about things like, I'm trying to think, like, Yuki Kaze is a military science fiction series that, it had an anime at one point, but I think it's originally a light novel, or it's either a light novel or a manga or something. Yuki Kaze is, even closer example that a lot of people know. I know so many people that play Ace Combat and go, oh, this is just doing anime. Or like Yuki-Kaze is a or sorry the Ace Combat is a mecha anime, but you are playing as jets instead of stuff. Yuki-Kaze is also that. Yuki-Kaze has fictional jets, but they are still like designed after like trying to be like cool military like real life vehicles. And I mean, to be fair, how many times have we looked at a mecha where we've gone, oh, this is taking things from a real life vehicle to look cooler or something,
mm-hmm.
or look more yeah. believable? You know, like here's the. From Yuki-Kaze, here is the MAVE, which is a fighter plane. As I assume Yuki-Kaze is also the name of their move there that is being used.
Yes.
Yes. Here's the way the plane looks. It's a cool jet!
That's cool.
It's a cool fictional yeah. jet, but it is designed to be, like, you know, a jet.
Yeah. Which, also, we've done an episode on jets.
Yeah. Sorry that this question inspired so much thought, but I do get very navel-gazy about this, so this is like a thing I'm actually always thinking about. But yeah, I mean, hell, in Ace Combat also, though, yeah, like, I love the Falcon, even though, you know, it's designed to be, like, a realistic jet. This isn't the Falcon, this is, another Yuki-Kaze design, just because, since I brought it up, that's the, Super Sylph.
That's fun.
Yeah, no, I like Yuki-Kaze's designs. I think they're neat. But, you know, people like all kinds of real fictional vehicles, or fictional vehicles based on real things, right? You know, people love Thunderbirds. Like, the British cartoon, or, not cartoon, Marionation show, Super Marionation, I should say.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if Mecha were real, this show would, the podcast we're doing right now would get started because we'd be talking about, like, shit from R-Type, right?
Yeah.
And then occasionally we'd cover a mecha.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, you know, the Thunderbirds vehicles, right? People yeah. like vehicles. It's just kind of how it goes. And I mean, it is good to interrogate the thoughts, too. I'm just saying also, though, you just don't want to drive yourself too mad. And I will do that. Mm-hmm. I do that to myself all the time. I drive myself mad constantly because I overthink things constantly. Speaking of which, I should make sure I take my medicine today. Just having this ramble made me think, right, I should make sure I do that.
Yeah, I'm a little late on mine, but...
My schedule's been weird, so... Well, fuck it, I'm doing it on air. You can hear my pill bottles, I don't care.
Okay, well, right, well, let's have a...
We'll
you know
sign
what?
Off.
This is...
Well, you have more than me, this isn't a competition, Six. You'll win.
Oh, come on.
You know you'll win. That's why you want it.
Listen, my lunch pills are not even that... Well, my midday pills are not even that impressive.
Well, I only take three, and I only take them at one time, so...
Okay, well, I take seven, but that's like... That's... Night is like 15.
Yeah, no. And only one of the...
Some
only,
of them are vitamins,
only one of mine is like brain pills. The others are just other stuff, but yeah.
Same.
But, All right. Since I'm at the point where I'm like, I need to take my meds, and also I'm hungry. So, Six, let's sign off. Where can people find you online, Six?
You can find me on Twitter and co-host at SixDetmar, SixDetmar. You can also send me a question, comment, listener request, anything like that to my DMs there. That's how Vi got that message to us. We're very happy to engage with that. You can also find my work at scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. Dylan, what about you?
You can find me at lowpolyrobot on twitter.com. You can find me at lowpolyrobot on co-host. I haven't been posting a lot on either, but, you know, I will venture in and out. The most recent thing I think I posted on Twitter was I started playing the Mobile Suit Gundam Wonderswan games again. Those games are fucking cool. Here, actually, real quick. Have you seen those at all?
No.
It's really... The games do really interesting animation, in my opinion. Like, I'm gonna link you one of them real quick, like... Here. So, it uses, like... The sprites don't actually have a lot of animation, but it takes advantage of the fact that it can do, like, these really big, nice-looking sprites... And it does, like, lots of, like, movement tricks with them to make them, you know, look like they're doing more because it has, like, different sprite layers. Which I think is fun for a Mobile Suit Gundam game. And, it, you know, it's a Wonderswan game, and the Wonderswan is, like, a weird system. I just think the animations are neat.
Why don't you post something?
Oh, I thought I did.
We've got a Jamboard.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Well, how do I do a tweet on a Jamboard?
Like, screenshot it? Or
no, I was linking a video.
Oh, okay. I don't know that then.
Yeah, that's why I linked it.
This does look pretty cool.
Yeah.
I will copy...
Yeah, I'll copy a link to the tweet. I guess I'll, real quick for the...
Well, on the screen, I'll put the still.
I was gonna say, I'm throwing a couple of these. The art for the game is fantastic, you know.
This looks really cool.
It's really interesting. It does that, it uses the very, like, I always wonder if they had internal sete for doing, like, the 90s and, aughts, Gundam and Zaku and stuff for proportions, because, like, there's, like, a consistent, like, design through line, I feel like, on how these things are drawn.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've just never seen, like, different art of them, you know. But, yeah, the game is really fun. It's kind of like the weird F91 SNES game in terms of how the combat works. But it likes to replicate the story. I will say my favorite thing, though, is when a character has to be in the background, because that's how you end up with, like, this picture here of Frau. But then look at the background. Look at that little Kai. I love that Kai Shiden. That Kai Shiden emits 6 on this show energy to me.
You just say that because you can hear me. You can... No, you know, there's no way you can hear what I lean back in my chair. I bet Discord filters that out.
I think it does. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I usually hear a squeak. I hear a lot of squeaks when I'm on Discord calls, but that's not like... I don't think you're one of the people I hear them from. All right. Well, with that, got a sign-off message?
Sure. Listen, I like this better in Japanese, but we can, you know, I'm not going to try and give you my shitty Japanese version of this. I'll give you the localized version, right?
Uh-huh. Is this a line from Kyosuke Nanbu, the Steel Beowulf?
What? Who? No.
Okay.
I am the white void. I am the cold steel. I am the just sword. With blade in hand, I shall reap the sins of this world and cleanse it in the fires of destruction. I am Aquaman. The end has come.
Damn it. Okay, yeah, that was just a... I was like, this is going to turn into a Blaze Blue thing. I realized after a moment.
Yukikaze, baby. Peace.